With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Biden and former President Donald Trump have agreed to participate in two debates this summer. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In online videos and social media messages, Trump had challenged the president to a debate.
Anytime, anywhere, any place, let's go, Joe. Let's debate.
And in a video released Wednesday, Mr. Biden accepted.
Make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald.
In their back-and-forth virtual messages, both candidates and campaigns posted snarky comments before agreeing to a pair of televised debates in June and September. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, former Missouri GOP Senator Jim Talent says President Biden's dealings with Israel dealing a blow to U.S. credibility.
We want the Egyptians to take Gaza refugees. They won't. We want the Gulf states to work with us in setting up a Palestinian state in Gaza, and they're laughing at us.
Talent adding that Biden's on-again, off-again support for a longtime ally like Israel, causing a big decline in respect for U.S. leadership in that part of the world.
What everybody in the region is doing is playing us for whatever practical benefits they can get out of us. So the Saudis are doing that, too. I mean, they're going to want economic aid. But nobody's going to commit to anything that requires the United States to pursue a sensible policy, commit to it, and actually carry it out.
Senator Talent, interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network, helicopter carrying Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi has crashed in the northwest part of that country in very mountainous regions. It has sparked a huge rescue operation being hampered by very heavy fog. This is SRN News. In California, a victory for free speech.
Libraries across the nation allow all kinds of groups to use their conference rooms, even drag queens who read picture books to children. But last summer, when Moms for Liberty tried to host a discussion of transgenderism in sports at Yolo County Library, officials shut them down. Alliance Defending Freedom threatened a lawsuit and the library system's back down, agreeing not to violate the free speech rights of conservatives or Christians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arizona's highest court giving the state attorney general another 90 days to decide further legal action in the case of a 160-year-old abortion ban. Lawmakers recently voted to repeal the law, but the vote won't take effect until 90 days after they wrap up their current session. Arizona Supreme Court's order leaves in place for now a more recent law that legalizes abortion up to 15 weeks of pregnancy. This is SRN News. Correspondent George Williams says that a national landmark has been dismantled, part of a restoration program.
A decades-old landslide has continued to sweep away the Wayfarer's Glass Chapel in California, designed by Lloyd Wright, a son of the famed architect. The edifice is known for vistas of soaring redwoods in the Pacific Ocean. It opened to the public in 1951 and became a National Historic Landmark last December, but the earth is moving at the rate of 2 feet per month underneath it. The dismantling project continued this past week to preserve irreplaceable parts of the structure. Reconstruction is expected to take 4 years at the cost of at least $20 million, not including the price of new land. George Williams reporting.
Six people are dead, 10 injured in Idaho, and a pickup crashed into a passenger van. State police say the truck crossed the center line, hitting the van head on. More details at SRNnews.com.